Now it's time to learn about coliformia. Not California, coliformia. Hi, this is Jonathan. I'll be your host for this broadcast. We have just learned about the 13 original colonies. In this broadcast, you will learn about our classroom colony. Its name is coliformia. For the next several minutes, you will hear about the colony history, geography, motto, flag, bird, animal, flower, and last but not least, the tree. I hope you like the next following segments. Enjoy!
Hi, I'm Joey, the co-lieutenant governor.
Hi, I'm Haley, the other co-lieutenant governor.
Hi, I'm Madeline, and I'm the governor of California, and this is the history of our colony. On March 6, 1786, the struggling Yucca Hollow and the amazing Bobby Jack set sail, each carrying 500 eager passengers to our new colony, California. The Yucca Hollow, still struggling, had suffered more damage against a strong and terrible storm. But the Bobby Jack was separated from the Yucca Hollow, so the two ships were no longer traveling on the same path.
Soon after the separation, about a day or so, the Bobby Jack found some very nice smooth land to settle on. So what did we do? We settled, of course, but later we found out that we settled on Native American land. Uh-oh, the Indians were upset with us because we had chopped down all of their trees to build our houses. Because the natives were upset with us, they shot one man, but later the natives and us soon became friends and helped us with our crops.
When we found our real settlement, we built our houses and built the common, chicken coop, and a barn. When all the hard labor was done, we chose men for our army, then we chose the governors. After that, we made a set of rules, or laws, called the colony laws. Instead of these laws, we wrote, no stealing, no killing, also, you must be at least 6 miles away from the schoolhouse to sell tobacco. These are a few examples of our rules. We hope that our colony will last forever and our laws will stay strong.
Did you know Eureka is California's motto? Hi, I'm Christine, and in this segment, I'm going to talk about California's motto. Our motto is freedom and unity. We came to the middle colonies to have religious freedom, but at the same time to earn some extra money. In the Church of England, the king was unfair and mean. He wouldn't let us have any religious freedom or earn any money. So we went to start a colony. In the motto freedom and unity, freedom is meant to stand for our religious freedom that we have in this colony. The word unity in this motto is the word that describes how we work together and produce good crops and good harvests.
Hi, this is Shayna, and I'm going to tell you about the geography of California. The first hour the Californians reached the land, we saw a huge mountain, and we named it Mount Joseph. It is the biggest mountain in the entire colony. Some of the Californians didn't agree to name it Mount Joseph, but the Lieutenant Governor Joseph did not even care at all. He liked that name so much because the name is his name, Joseph. When we saw a lake up north in our colony, Malin, our governor, wanted to name it Lake Malin. It is the only lake in our colony. It is 3,500 feet wide and 10,000 feet long. It was amazing. We saw a large wood and named it Piney Woods. Piney Woods is the first wood ever found in the middle colonies. There were three huge trees that were 115 feet tall. This was fantastic. We had the best colony ever, but we weren't done. We found a large field. We named it Peach Blossom Field. It is the only field with peach blossoms in it. When we got on land, we saw horses in a valley, so we named it Horse Valley. It is the only valley with horses in it. We saw another field, but we were digging to make crops. We found a little gold. It was a miracle.
Hi, I'm Ben, and I'm going to tell you about California's flag. Our colony, California, has a very nice flag. This segment says what the colors mean. The color green and the money signs stand for the money that we are going to make by farming. The blue means the good water that we have in our colony. The brown in the flag represents the good soil. The yellow sun in the corner of the flag stands for the good weather. The cross stands for our religious freedom and good churches. The words freedom and unity at the bottom of our flag is our colony motto. We got the colors from the flag by the scenery outside. We think this is a good flag to represent our colony.
Hello, my name is Nick and I'm going to talk about California's animal. When we landed on shores of California, we saw a mysterious animal. While we were hunting for food, we came across the same strange animal, but it was doing something weird. It was actually cleaning its food. Then it looked at us, ate its food, and ran away. While we continued our search, we saw some unusual fruit and we tried it. We liked it and we decided to call it these berries. The animal also ate berries too. Then we realized how few bugs there were because the mysterious animal had been eating the bugs. While we were away, the animal took some of our meat for the to feed its family. Finally, we decided that this little fellow would be our colony's animal. We called it the raccoon.
I'm Andrew, and I'm going to tell you about California's bird. We made our state bird the goldfinch because it is a beautiful bird, and we see it a lot. This beautiful bird is a yellow, black, and gold bird. It likes trees in the open, especially in orchards and along roadsides. The goldfinch's favorite foods are thistles and teasel seeds. They also eat small seeds from other weeds, grasses, trees, tree buds, maple sap, and sometimes insects. During winter, the beautiful eastern goldfinch flies south for the winter. Male or female both have orange beaks, but males have a black beak. The eastern goldfinch lays 4 to 6 bluish white eggs. The size of their eggs is the size of peanuts. In winter, they are often seen in flocks. The goldfinch is also known as the wild canary.
Hi, this is Tierra, and I'm going to tell you about California's flower, the peach blossom. When we got to California, we saw a lot of peach trees. Below the trees, we saw peach blossoms. So that's how it became our colony flower. The leaves can grow up to 7 to 15 centimeters tall. The flower is produced in early spring before the leaves. We chose that as our flower because all the women and girls liked it as decoration for their houses and for necklaces. Our flower's colors are peach, pink, and yellow.
Hello, I'm Brandon. Our tree is the pine tree. We chose this tall tree for its unique wood. Its wood helps us build a fire and make our houses. Its pine cones are another reason why we chose it because it had a cinnamon scent. We chose it because when it is hot outside, the pine cones can provide shade. Some pine trees are used for Christmas trees, and pine cones are also used for Christmas decorations.
Well, hope you enjoyed our broadcast. Anytime you want to see us, you're welcome to come.